Is the assignment of benefits on the office or the patient?
If it's the assignment benefits in Ms. Sarah, it will depend if the patient will sign the box 37 or box 35, then the payment will go to the dental office. But if not, the payment will go to them.
Understood. Thank you. Are there any waiting periods for major services?
No waiting period, and
thank you.
No missing class or prior loss will be considered.
Thank you for that information. Are there any age limits for orthodontic coverage?
For orthodontic, yes, there is. So the age limit for orthodontic for child and student, that is 26 end of month, and for the employee spouse is not included. So it means Ms. Tracy is no longer eligible to render any kinds of ortho services because of the age limit.
Thank you for clarifying that. Does the plan cover out-of-network providers?
I'm checking right now, that is yes.
Thank you. Are there any restrictions on the types of materials used for restorations?
Can you repeat again the question, Ms. Sarah, please? Are there any restrictions, right? In this case, Ms. Sarah, no specific guidelines, so we just highly suggest to please submit it for estimate.
Got it, thank you. Now I have a few more questions regarding frequency limits. Is D4,355 limited to once per lifetime?
I'm going to repeat again, please. Is
D4355
limited? Can you repeat again the question?
Sure.
Oh, the 4355, the full mother debridement. The full mother debridement in this policy, that is once in 36 months or about 3 years, not a lifetime. And it will fall under basic 80%.
Thank you for that information. Are D2330, D2331, D2332, and D2335 limited to once per 24 months?
Actually, the 3330 and the 3332 is once in a lifetime, under basic still 80%. And the 2330, no frequency, but still 80%.